But if I was Heathcliff, it's no myth. Maybe she's just looking for someone to dance with.
Skyway. Highway. What a track from The Replacements. You're hanging out with Gunnar here on Steel City Music. So in this next set of music, it's going to be a mix of bands covering other bands, kind of vibe. And also, I'll be slipping in some original stuff from great artists from the late 70s, early 80s. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. You're going to hear Jose Gonzalez doing the track Heartbeats. Which always sticks in my head. I just love his version of it from the band Knife. And I first remember seeing that years and years ago as a visual on some stupid Sony TV ad where they were dropping like all these multicolored balls down the streets of San Francisco. And I just remember watching the colors and the, listening to the music going, man, this is a great video. And then it was like an ad and I went, oh, man, I got tricked. I got duped again, man. God, how can I buy into that? But I went and searched out the version of that. And then from there, I heard it and went, man, this is fantastic. And then I was like, I found out, no, this is a cover. And then here's the other artist. And I saw that. And I was like, from Knife. And I'm like, whoa, that's amazing too. But I'm going to spin that in the Jose Gonzalez version in this one set of music. Towns Van Zandt, just like one of those artists that you could probably sit up at 3 o'clock in the morning and play. And just kind of think about all the girls that you you had a thing for over the years. And you should have, you could have, but why didn't you say this? And couldn't that have happened kind of vibe. Colin Hay from Men at Work, acoustically Overkill. Brilliant song. My buddy Dave used to sing that late. I don't know why. I know like every fourth or seventh year. Whenever I do a stupid radio show, I always bring this up, but Dave used to sing this late at night in the Walk House in the early 90s. And, you know, it was like just killer, you know. That guy was smooth. Didn't shower much, though. Should have showered more, I thought, and cleaned his room. I mean, man only owned one towel. It was a duck towel from the Mickey Mouse Club. The reason why I'm telling you this is that he once left this towel in the East Coast, and my dad, after we were on tour, found it and went, what the hell is this? And it took him like two washes, and he mailed it back to Dave so Dave could have a towel. I'm not even joking about that. Crowded House, acoustic version of Throw Your Arms Around Me. Brilliant. Just acoustic in a TV studio. You're going to love it. But kicking things off, Phoebe Bridgers covering Weedus' Teenage Dirtbag. I heard this and I was like, this is amazing. We should spin this on the show. People will dig this. I know they will. So we're going to hear all that music in this set. So kicking things off, Teenage Dirtbag, Phoebe Bridgers on Steel City Music.
In half an hour, oh how she rocks in Keds and tube socks, but she doesn't know who I am, and she doesn't give a damn about me, 'cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. I'm just on my block, he drives and I rock, but he doesn't know who I am, and he doesn't give a damn about me, 'cause I'm just a teenage dirtbag, baby. I'm just a teenage. Listen to why you're made and baby with me. feel like mold. It's prom night and I am lonely. Lo and behold, she's walking over to me. This must be fake. My lip starts to shake. How does she know who I am? And why does she give a damn about me?
Possibly the complications, especially at night. I worry over situations I know we'll be all right. Perhaps it's just imagination. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear. Ghosts appear and fade away. walk the streets, smell the desperation. At least there's pretty lights, though there's little variation. It nullifies the night from overkill. Day after day it reappears. Night after night my heartbeat shows the fear. Another
needed you. Thanks, Mom, Uncle Death, thanks. My pain. If you needed me, I would come to you. I'd swim the seas for to ease your pain. Well, in the night forlorn, all the morning's born, and the morning shines with the lights of love. You will miss sunrise if you close your eyes, and that would break my heart in two. I showed her how to lay her lily hand in mine. Loop and Lil agree, she's a sight to see,
and a treasure for the poor to find. If I needed you, would you come to me? Would you come to me and ease my pain? If you needed me, I would come to you. I'd swim the seas for to ease your pain.
Song, Jose Gonzalez, the track Heartbeats. Now, we're going to play a whole whack of music to finish out the show. You know, a nice big long kind of half hour thing. Well, about 28 minutes. So, this is what we're going to hear. Joe Jackson, by request, someone sent me an email saying, hey man, can you play some Joe Jackson? I'm like, yeah, of course I can. No problem. Hey Gunner, love your show. Love you on both stations. Can you play some Joe Jackson, the track on your radio? And I'm like, yeah, I can do that, man, for sure. It's a great song. I haven't heard it forever. I like it when people bring up stuff that I haven't heard forever. So cool, man. Yeah, I'm on it. Mikey? Really? Your name's Mikey? You go by Mikey? That's hilarious. I just think of the kid who eats the cereal from the 70s commercial. Also, in this set, History Never Repeats. Awesome track from Split Ends back in the late 70s, going into the early 80s. Funny thing is, when I came across this track, I forgot how much I liked it because I haven't heard older Split Ends for forever. And my buddy Bob McKnight said he saw Split Ends in Toronto. He posted it on Facebook. I was like, oh, you lucky duck. In this set, Sufjan Stevens' Chicago, which is a track that I always loved back in the day. Maria Eluzzi, she turned me on to Sufjan Stevens so long ago, to the point where I was trying to get people together and we would all stand in a field and film us singing along to Chicago and have people signing it, inviting Sufjan Stevens to play Hamilton. But that never came about. And this was well before everyone played drums to a Foo Fighters track, try to get the Foo Fighters to play in their small town. I wanted people to come out and sing in a field to Sufjan Stevens songs. Huh? I just would have followed through on all of that. That would have been awesome. Awesome. You ever do that? Not follow through on things? I think that might be the story of my life. Maybe that's why sometimes I'll be late at night, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, listening to music and finding different music and that sort of thing. Hilarious. Okay, the next two artists, just like another heart-tugging strings thing for me. The father and son, Jeff Buckley and Tim Buckley. I found a version of Jeff Buckley doing Hallelujah on French TV. I thought it was fantastic. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to spin that. And then it was just like, as soon as I saw that, I went, oh, I got to play some Tim Buckley, right? You know? And of course, I think both Tim and his father, I think they met once or they had a conversation. Because when Tim was quite young, he was with a woman, of course, which is Jeff's mother. And he made the choice of not being a father and just pursuing his music career. His headspace wasn't there. So he was estranged from his son, I believe from what I read, almost the entirety of his life. And I think there was like some sort of communication at some point later on in Jeff's life. And then when you hear the haunting styles of Jeff Buckley and his father, you're like, wow, like that is like amazing. And the tragedy of the whole thing is that both of them could have been much huger. Is that even a thing to say? They could have had a greater success in their lives and their career if certain things happened. But that just wasn't to be. It's kind of like a tragic kind of thing. Jeff Buckley actually, for some strange reason, wandered off into the Mississippi River, I believe, and drowned. They never found the body. And with Tim, he released so many albums. I mean, he was even compared to Bob Dylan. He just couldn't get the sales, and eventually he fell to the wayside to drug use. So, yeah, I know, Gunner, boo-hoo. But it just kind of, you know, to me, it kind of, I don't know, the vibe is that it's just like, it's a tragedy, is what I'm saying. So, there you go. So, kicking off this set and close, and to start everything off, that finishes out this hour of music, Nick Drake, Pink Moon. A wonderful song. So, hey man, thanks for hanging out and listening. Cheers.
I saw it written and I saw it say, thank you.
This is Tim Buckley.
Long afloat on shipless oceans, I did all my best to smile. Singing eyes and fingers drew me loving to your isle, and you sang, sail to me, let me enfold you.
About 2 days ago, I woke up in Australia. I saw the bomb go off, and I felt sad that the French government had joined a long list of fools who insist on sending death sentences to the earth. This is for all the people who know that the only good place for a nuclear bomb is in the garbage dismantled. This is for Leonard, wherever you are. And this is for Nina Simone. I heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you? Goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And
when she tied you to her kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. But from your lips she drew the hallelujah. I've seen this room and I've walked this floor. Yes, I used to live alone before I knew you. And I've seen your flag on the marble arch. And love is not some victory march. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Time when you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show that to me, do you? Well, remember when I moved in you and the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah. Above, but all we've ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All things know, we sold our clothes to the state. I don't mind, I don't mind. I made a lot of mistakes in my mind. Slept in parking lots. I don't mind, I don't mind. I was in love with the place. In my mind, in my mind. I made a lot of mistakes. In my mind, in my mind. Crying in the van with my friend, it was for freedom from myself and from the land. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes. I made a lot of mistakes.
All things go to recreate us. All things grow, all things grow. We had a mindset. All things know, all things know. You had to find it. All things go, all things.
Didn't scan? Must be free, and you must be out of your mind. To think you're the first person to say that, you're not even the first one today. Don't worry about the scan. I'll type in the product code and charge you double. I swear, I fake laugh at this job so much, I forget how my real one sounds.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
You're listening to The Hawk 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
Teach you how to walk right. Put your hands up there.
These are times that try men's souls and patience. So if you have a brush with the law, Spirit of Rebirth has a few helpful hints to avoid any unnecessary hassles.
Like looking in my mirror and seeing a police car.
When stopped by police, don't panic.
Oh, what's the matter, officer?
May I see your license?
Oh, please don't arrest me. I wouldn't do it again. Oh.
Don't make up any excuses.
Well, you see, I picked up a hitchhiker, and he must have dropped it in here.
If arrested, be peaceful. Don't resist.
I ain't going to no stinking jail.
Oh, yeah, freak, you're busted.
You have the right to ask for a phone call.
Hello, Dad. This is your son. Listen, Dad, a funny thing happened tonight.
You also have the right to remain silent and ask for an attorney.
Hey, are you the new Perry Mason?
You have been advised of your rights from Spirit of Rebirth, home of cosmic paraphernalia. With shops at 3510 McKinney, 4527 Travis, and 3564 Forest Lane. Spirit of Rebirth.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
There you go. On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We're both too tired to sleep or speak. I don't know. The gambler, Kenny Rogers, late 70s. Just crossed my mind. You're listening to Steel City Music. I am your host, Gunner, and in this hour, a nice, beautiful mix of A Tribe Called Quest. Why are we doing this? Well, why not? We could do this. We could enjoy A Tribe Called Quest. So why don't we do that? You're going to hear Youthful Expression, The Hop, Electric Relaxation, Benita Applebaum, Four Moms, Common Ground, Verbs from the Abstract. Also, Like It Like That, 8 Million Stories, Stepping It Up, Motivators, Da Booty, Get a Hold, also was, and why don't we throw in Check the Rhyme, Black Spasmodic, there you go. But starting things off, Mind the Power, A Tribe Called Quest, on Steel City Music. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy.
So funky, I said, your new lesson is to realize the mission when you hear it. And see, and see, I got this in my spirit. I got verses like Mahalia singing church hymns. So strap up because you skating on ice this wild thin. A weak foundation doesn't make a good home. That's why my